station.
Good morning, it's the Big Honkin' Show on the radio. Saturday morning, clear, cold, cool, not cold. It was cold last night a little bit, I guess. So glad to have you along with us. I, of course, am your host, Big Honkin' Steve. On this show, where Saturday mornings are fun again. We're glad to have you along with us. I want to remind you of that website, BigHonkinShow.com, BigHonkinShow.com. You can email us. You can email us right now. And your email may be read on the air at bighonkinshow@gmail.com. bighonkinshow@gmail.com. Well, as Donkey and Shrek said, I am all alone. There's no one here beside me. My problems have... Anyhow, it's just me right now in the old studios here, broadcasting live from Classic 93 WVOH in Hazelhurst. And it's me and my lonesome... waiting on a special guest to come in and the rest of the studio audience to get here. So, just chilling out. Had a great week. Hope you did too. You've been a little under the weather, so if the voice sounds a little funny today, it's not the southern drawl. It's the throat issues that we've been dealing with for the past week or so. But things are clearing up. Things are being all right. Things are good to go. So, well, let's just jump right into it right now. You know, whenever I get alone like this, I feel like I'm just kind of walking a tightrope without a net, because it's always good to have someone to fall back on in studio with me. And I don't know if you've ever walked a tightrope without a net. I have. I know that's hard to believe. I have. See, this is one of those things that you don't know. I said it in our first episode, but I told people way back when that you can't tell it just by looking at me, but I am a big guy. I'm a large, rotund man, and I'm not a very physical person because of that. In fact, I am the way I am because, well, not a very physical person. Now, Mama used to tell me, or she still does, that I should be a lot taller than I am, because the child doctor always said, well, he said you're going to be real tall. He said you're going to, but I think it's because you don't eat enough green vegetables. You didn't eat enough green vegetables, so you didn't grow up big and strong. You didn't do that. But I did grow up big, just not tall. But, ladies and gentlemen, the year was 2005, and I was speaking at an event up at the same place where I almost drowned. Told you this drowning story a few weeks ago. And I was with this youth group, and they were going to do a high ropes course. And for those of you who don't know, a high ropes course is exactly what it sounds like. It's ropes that are high up off the ground. And they had like three different elements of this course. They had a rock wall. They had a more difficult ropes climbing thing over by the rock wall, and then a less difficult ropes climbing thing over on another side of the rock wall. And so I'm there with these kids. They go over all the safety precautions with us. They talk about all the stuff we've got to do to be safe. And, you know, we listen, and we're ready to go. And I had decided, I had already opted in my life, I had made the life choice that I was not going to... I was not going to give in. I was not going to go do this. I was not going to put myself out there physically. But as fate would have it, there was a girl with a youth group, a little girl, who had a fear of heights. And she went up on the easier one, and she got up and got a little scared, and so they let her down. And I'd been kind of, as the guest dude, I'd been talking smack to people, to these kids are on the ropes course all day long, and just kind of picking, having a good time, because that's what I do. If you listen to this show, and if you decide to become interactive with this show, you need to be ready to be ribbed on a little bit, because we have fun with each other. We pick on each other. You know, we laugh at ourselves. And so if you're going to be a part of the show, a lot of times that means you're going to get picked on a little bit. Some of our listeners haven't quite figured that out yet and understood that, but there you go. So I'm just kind of giving kids a hard time. I'm like, I'm telling the boys, you're not a man if you don't do this. And they're like, let's see you do it. I'm like, well, they don't have a harness big enough for me. Because at this ropes course, they're going to have to harness you in. And so that means there's a series of straps and stuff that you put on your body and lock in, and you and it becomes very uncomfortable. It's kind of not, it's a little more discomforting than the life jacket that's too small, because the way it pulls up and is real tight on you and that sort of thing. So I just assumed, being the Humpty Dumpty-ish figure, or having the Humpty Dumpty-ish figure that I do, that that there would not be a harness that would fit me, so to speak. And so this little girl, she kind of got scared, and they let her down, and you know, and I'd been kind of picking everything. Well, she comes and sits down, and she sits down right near me, and I look at her, and I'm like, hey, if you do it, I'll do it. Now, I think that she was not really scared of heights, this little girl, because she just smiled, she looked at me, she smiled, and she walked over to the ropes course, and harnessed back up and just zipped up the little thing like a squirrel. I mean, because here you have two telephone pole things. One starts at the ground and kind of leaves the ground at an angle as though you're walking up a hill, and it meets another telephone pole at the top of it that goes back straight across, so that you have to kind of balance your way across it. Then, mind you, you have to crawl up. You had to crawl up this cargo net thing up to the tightrope of the particular festivities, and then walk your way back across it. Then they would let you down because you were belayed by someone from the bottom. Those of you who don't know the word belay, I don't know it either. I just know that there was someone at the bottom who said they could keep you from plummeting. Well, the truth of the matter is, the guy who said he could keep me from plummeting, his name was Joe. And Joe found a harness that fit me, and Joe comes over to me. We get harnessed up where he's hooking my rope onto me. We're getting ready to go. And I look at him and I said, now, Joe, here's what you need to understand, Joe. I'm a big guy. And Joe said, oh, I am too. And I'm like, now, Joe, how much, what you pushing there? What you going at? He said, a little over 200 pounds. I said, Joe, I got a whole person on you. I've got a whole entire person on you. So you need to understand, Joe, that if I get in trouble up there, don't get prideful. If you need help, you ask for help, Joe. Don't be all prideful and not ask for help. Joe's like, oh, I'll be fine. I've worked with big guys before. I'm like, Joe, I'm just telling you, if I die, I'm going to be very angry with you. Thus begins the ascent up the ropes course. So I begin to walk up this thing. I'm walking up the telephone pole, and everyone's amazed because for a big guy, I am rather agile. I've got the stealths and quicknesses of the big jungle cats. And so I'm moving up this pole like it's nobody's business, and I get up to the top of the pole, and I crawl right over, and I'm standing there, and I go right across the other pole. Well, then I get to the cargo net. And there's something in this thing, you got to understand, it's like, I don't know if you've ever climbed up something that doesn't want anything to climb up it. Because the cargo net saying, you know what, I wasn't made to be climbed on. I was made to net cargo. That's what I was made for. And it would rather be laying over stuff and securing it down than just kind of hanging. But this thing was hanging, and it had no attachments to the ground. So it was like swinging freely. So I start trying to pull this, climb my way up this thing, and my legs are going out from under me, and I end up, I'm trying to pull myself up, and I'm spinning around, I'm coming around, and I'm like, and Joe, all the while, to make sure I'm going to get up there, he's pulling, every time I go up, he jumps up and pulls down on the rope from the bottom. So my harness is now, I've got a wedgie, let's say it that way, because of the harness. And this is how bad the wedgie is. The harness, which should kind of strap around your waist, is now, I'm biting on it. Because he has wedged me in that much. And so so moving along, and I'm trying to get up this thing, and I end up kind of with my body completely parallel to the ground. I'm looking up, and I'm like, you got to let me down. I got to get reset. And so he lets me down. And one time, I lose my grip, and I kind of, as he's letting me down, I miss the telephone pole wherein was my footing, or whereon was my footing, I should say. And so I'm like, Joe, you got to let me down. Joe, you just got to let me down. I got no footing, and there's no way I'm going to be able to get up here. You just got to let me down, Joe. So now I'm dangling in the air. 300 plus pounds of man dangling in the air. And by dangling in the air, I mean a good 15 to 20 feet up in the air. And by dangling, I mean I'm just hanging onto this rope and harness, and I'm looking straight up in the sky. So just imagine a cloud that's heavy. And because that's what I was. And the whole time I'm yelling, "Joe! Joe! Joe, don't drop me! Don't you dare drop me, Joe!" About that time, I hear a sound that strikes fear into my heart as I'm dangling about 20 feet above the ground. I hear zzz! That is the sound of the rope rushing through the pulley. And I feel the wind rushing up against my back, which means I am now plummeting. And then I just kind of stop, which prompts me to yell, "Joe! Joe, I said call for help! You're not calling for help, Joe!" Unbeknownst to me, as I was dangling up there and Joe was trying to let me down slowly, he was being lifted off the ground. Now, he was clamped to a rope that was tied to some trees down at the bottom, so he wasn't going to come up, and like, it wasn't going to be an elevator thing where he was the counterweight and I was the elevator going down, but he was coming up off the ground and could not get leverage to pull me down. Because he would jump up and then try to bring his weight back down. But I weighed so much more than Joe, who thought he was a big guy until I got on there, that he ended up kind of floating a little bit instead of coming back down with jumping. So it was that I'm just kind of dangling there again now. And as Joe kind of came back down to the ground, he lost his footing and fell. Joe never called for help. I told Joe to call for help. Joe never called for help. And so it was that as I was letting down it just, you know, a little bit easily, all of a sudden, I hear that noise again, which means I'm plummeting again from about 7 feet up. Now, thankfully, I'm looking straight up at the sky, so I can't see what's coming. But I don't stop plummeting this time. And I had time enough to think, if there's a root on this ground below me, I'm because we're out in the woods. We're out amongst nature. And I'm thinking, if there's a root, I'm going to severely hurt my back. As it was, there was no root, thank goodness, because I hit the ground and the mountain parted. No, but there was a big, but I did. I hit the ground solid because Joe was too proud to ask for help. And I got to tell you something. There's a reason I'm not a physical person. I just don't get into that stuff. It's ridiculous because I've learned my lesson. I learned my lesson a long time ago. Stay your fat tail on the couch and watch your TV or go to the movies. Don't try to get physical with it, because the minute you get physical, something's going to get hurt. Because, well, big boys, you're not meant to be physical. That's just how it is. Now, mama's going to say, you need to just start exercising. That's what you need to do. You need to start exercising, because that's... exercise will help you do those ropes things better and fit in those. I don't want to exercise. That's just not what I want to do. Mom, exercise. And you should eat your green vegetables, because you'd be a lot taller now if you'd ate your green vegetables. You've got an uncle that's really tall. And you know why he's tall? Because he ate his vegetables. You should too. If you'd ate your vegetables, you know what else you would have done? You would have made that ropes course just fine. Or two, this is the other thing my mom will do. She'll be like, "Steve, I never heard that story. Did that really happen? Did you fall?" Oh, that's how my mom does. She's, oh, Southern woman. She's a sweetheart. But yeah, so that's kind of how I felt for the first few minutes. But now I have to confess to everybody, as I was telling that story, in comes my brother, in comes the lovely Ashley, and then in comes our guests for today. And as a slap in the face of the host of this show, she comes in and she puts on her Snuggie. And I don't know now that I can let her on the show, because we have rules in this studio. I don't know if you're aware of the rules. The rules, though, are Snuggie equals cult member. And therefore, you can take your Snuggie somewhere else. But we'll talk about all that when we come back right after this on the Big Honkin' Show. It's the Big Honkin' Show on the radio. The website is bighonkinshow.com. You can email us, bighonkinshow@gmail.com, bighonkinshow@gmail.com. Or if you're on the Twitter, you can Twitter, twitter.com/@bighonkin. Or not at Big Honkin'. You can just at reply me, at Big Honkin'. I'm at Big Honkin' on Twitter, is basically my point. We're back here on the Big Honkin' Show, and I want to go ahead and introduce to you before we get into a few shout-outs and that sort of thing. It's an appearance that's been a long time coming on any of my podcasts or radio broadcasts. People can't hear you nod.
Yes, it is. I didn't know I was on yet. You didn't introduce me.
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Yes. The year was 2000, and my brother, oh, actually, the year was 1999.
And, yes, it was.
And we partied like it was. And my brother chose a girlfriend and eventually chose a fiance.
This is really weird story.
And then he chose a wife. And that is who is sitting in the
And it all happened in 1999.
It all happened in 1999. Well, between the years of 1999 and 2001. But this is my sister-in-law, one of my favorite people in the world, Deborah.
What's up?
Oh my gosh. Don't ever do that again. Did you not hear how painful that was there in the little hip?
It's not painful to me.
It really is.
I'm sorry.
Well, it was. But I'm glad to have you, Deborah.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
This has been a long time
coming. A long time.
And so you're coming through clear. That's good. I'm glad you know how to talk in a microphone. Well, you've got a singing background.
Well, so, a little.
You've got
I've heard you. I've also heard you say, "I need you to pull up to the microphone," and so I came prepared today.
Well, let's get something out of the way right now. You've got a Snuggie on.
Yes, I do.
Which makes me want to kick you right out of the.
That's not true. You actually kind of deep down kind of like it, I think.
No, I don't. I mean, there's nothing I like about what you're doing.
Listen,
right now.
I wanted to be cozy in here in the studio today.
Well, I'm glad you're cozy, but I mean, Deborah. Really? The Snuggie?
Really, Steve? Really, the Snuggie?
Oh, it's so...
I mean, I knew we were going to talk about it today, and I knew how much you would love it, so I decided to wear it.
I don't know, Deborah.
Well, listen, do you want me to take it off if we get along better?
No, you can leave it on. You can leave it on.
Are we going to fight today because of this?
We might. We might. I just want you to know that I know what you're doing, and I don't appreciate it.
What am I doing?
We've got a few shout-outs to throw out here on the air today. Number one, they're not a sponsor of the show, but I want to give a shout-out to Maria and Hi. They're the operators of New China Restaurant here in Hazelhurst. Best roast chicken in the world.
It is very good chicken. My husband loves it.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I love it.
Is that where you're giving them a shout out?
I am. And I told him I would.
So if you make Steve good food, he'll give you free advertisement.
True that. also, my friends Dave and Joy Jones up in Loganville, Georgia. We saw Dave and Joy this past week. When we traveled up to Loganville and eventually over to the Gwinnett Arena to see Star Wars in concert. And for those of you who don't know, I'm a bit of a nerd. Bit of a geek. Love me.
Cool nerd.
Yeah, I love me. Well, I keep a lid on it.
Yes,
but
you
as
do.
But as our friends Candace and Eric found out last night, that if you start to kind of move the lid over a little bit, it'll just come blowing out at you. So we were watching Smallville last night, and they started asking questions about superheroes. But we saw Dave and Joy, went up and went to see the Star Wars concert with them. This was a fantabulous concert. I mean, even if you're...
I was really excited for you.
Even if you're not a Star Wars fan, I think you would enjoy it, just if you enjoy a symphony-type thing. I mean, full orchestra, full choir, and just outstanding. But then they took all those elements of, like, the symphonic orchestra, and they kicked it up a notch. And biggest, largest high-def traveling screen in the world they have set up behind the orchestra. They've got laser shows. They've got lighting. They've got smoke and fag. They had pyrotechnics.
What's
going
that?
On. A firework type stuff.
Oh.
Like they had flames that would shoot up out of the stage at various intervals as they played music selections from the movies. And between the music selections, Anthony Daniels, who played C-3PO, he narrated the story of Star Wars. So he kind of tells the story of Star Wars as you're listening to the music and watching these clips. It was just
mind-blowing. Did you cry?
No, But
did,
it was.
Did he cry, Ashley?
No, don't.
He
don't.
Cried. Ashley said he cried.
Okay, we got a Snuggie in the studio and a liar in the studio, apparently. But no, it was just amazing. It was so good. And what was fun is there's a fun little piece of music called the Cantina Band music. It's when there's a scene in Star Wars, and they're at a little cantina, and it's fun. It's like just bouncy kind of jazzy kind of Caribbean music.
Yeah.
And so they go into that, and I look down the way about five or six rows, and there's these two little boys like bouncing up and down on their seats like it's a trampoline.
Yeah.
Just dancing to the music, and it was absolutely...
And you probably wanted to do the same
thing. Oh, I did want to do it. I was kind of doing that. I mean, I was
bouncing
kinda,
in your seat.
Oh, sure.
Crying. Sure.
I did not cry.
Away.
I mean, don't come in here.
Steve, I'm just joking.
Don't bring your lies in here. I don't cry. I'm not.
It's okay. Real men cry, Steve.
I don't. This is the music.
Oh, I like it.
They go into it. Yeah. And these little boys are just, and they're like kind of, it's kind of like one goes up and the other goes down, and they're boing, 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 and just, it was just so much
fun. That's
fun. Yeah, it was a blast. It
this
really
was.
This
is fun. That's what my niece says. This is fun.
Your niece the other night was tripping me out because.
I know, she liked you a lot.
When she started taking everybody, how old is she?
She's 2.
Big shout out to Kaya. This
yes.
is Star Wars. Music. I don't
She's
know why.
Two, she'll be 3 in February.
She the other night we were over there, we went to see a movie? Is that when we went and saw that scary movie?
Oh yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. That I didn't
Did you tell your mom you went to see
no,
that?
No, because she'll be like, Steve, that's of the devil.
Well, now she knows.
Now she knows. What y'all go see? That's devilish.
Miss Van, I told him not to go see it.
I told
by
him
the
not,
way.
I told everyone not to go see it. So, we met Kaya, or I've known her, but she never really talked to me like she did the other night.
Yeah, she
but
loved
she
you.
She was so funny going around taking everybody's orders.
Yes. Like what she, you want?
What? And I had a Superman T-shirt on, so as to protect me from the scary movie. And when I came in, your brother-in-law James was like, "Well, hey, Superman," and you know, just kind of, yeah, or, you know, we kind of laughed. And a few minutes later, we're all talking, and we're like, "Kaya, do you know who this is?" And John, my brother John, points to me and says, "Do you know who this is?" And she says, "Yeah, that's Superman."
Yeah. So,
like,
duh.
Don't you know this,
yes.
John?
And, but she is so cute.
Yeah, she's a cute little chick. Now, your parents, we also need to give a shout out to
you. Yes,
it's
their anniversary today. Jack and Frida.
Jack and Frida Granger.
Woo!
Happy anniversary. Happy,
happy
anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. Happy, 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 happy
Woo!
Anniversary. Happy, 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 happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Yay!
I got to shorten that down. If I ever give an anniversary shout out again, I don't need
well,
to.
Well, I mean,
I don't need
a
to
little
go
bit.
30, 20 seconds.
I think
seconds.
You got a little bit carried away.
I did. Well, I started bouncing up. And, I was like the kids listening to the Cantina Band music.
Yeah.
I was bouncing up and down in my chair.
Yeah.
Having a good time. So, I mean, but that's what the show's all about, Deborah. It's like
having fun.
It is. Did you used to watch Saturday morning cartoons?
Of course.
Me too.
We had to be very, very quiet because my mom would sleep in that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew when she would wake up, we'd have to clean the house. Scour the bathrooms, like she would say.
So you had to be quiet about watching.
Very quiet. Yes, we'd watch the Saturday morning cartoons, and we'd sneak into the kitchen cabinets and get chocolate chips out. You that was like our.
Oh wow.
That
just
was like
the
our
chips,
thing.
Not the cookies with the chips.
We didn't have cookies. We just had the chocolate chips.
We were a
chips.
Poor family. We didn't have cookies. We just had the chips.
Well, my mom didn't keep junk food in the house at all.
Except for chocolate chips.
Well, yeah. I mean, that was for baking. So we would like sneak in there and get it and eat it. That's the only junk food that we had. So
that seems a little random.
I mean, we couldn't have Coke, right. Junk food, Kool-Aid.
But Deborah, like, you're a total junk food nut now.
I mean, total?
Not total, but you like your junk food, let's be honest.
I do like junk food.
You like your sweets.
I do like my sweets.
So,
yes, but, yes, I do. Maybe it's because I was deprived my childhood.
It could be because you were deprived in your childhood.
I mean, I wasn't deprived. Really, that's a harsh word. Probably my mom is listening, and I feel a little bit bad now.
Well,
I never knew I was missing out on anything then.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I guess you don't know what you're missing out on.
Yeah,
until.
So the chocolate chips were delicious.
Yeah. But this show is like Saturday morning cartoons. Like, in my mind, we've got some people listening online right now. Joe Humrick is one of them. And you don't know how cool Joe Humrick is, but he's cool.
Okay.
A friend, Faith, up in North Carolina, she says, I love hearing Big Honkin' mention the lovely Ashley. So, shout out there from Faith to Ashley. But, we've got all kinds of people listening. And my hope is that as they listen, they have gotten their bowl of Apple Jacks or Cookie Crisp or Fruity Pebbles or whatever they want to eat this morning. And they're wrapped up in...
Rice Krispies.
Really? You're going to
Raisin Bran.
But it's Saturday morning.
I mean, that's good cereal. Honey Bunches of Oats. Honey Nut Cheerios.
But...
You know what that reminds me of? That breakfast song. You know that breakfast song?
Oh, yeah. No more bacon. Yeah. Aaron Gillis. Do you know Aaron Gillis?
Yes.
Says, I love Deborah. She's my BFF, even though she's acting kind of crazy right now.
Oh, she said that?
Mm-hmm, on Twitter, yeah. So,
it's real nice.
Thank you. But a lot of people listening online, and I hope that they've got their bowls of cereal right now just enjoying it. But we do have some very important news to discuss before we take this first break. I can't believe we've wasted 30 minutes, as Buck would say. Heavyset Florida man allegedly robs the same bank 4 times. Laziness has reached a new level. Tamarack, Florida. Do you know where Tamarack is?
No.
Okay. Because you're originally from Florida.
Yes.
How'd you end up in Lynchburg?
Long story.
Inside joke. Investigators are searching for a man who has robbed the same South Florida bank 4 times in the past year. The subject has targeted. Thank you.
You're welcome.
A Tamarack Bank Atlantic so many times that during the last heist, one of the tellers said, he's here again. The alleged robber is heavyset and has with dreadlocks. Okay, Associated Press, let's get our... They were just wanting to throw some prepositional phrases in there. The alleged robber is heavyset and has with dreadlocks. He wears different clothes each time, but during Saturday's heist, the suspect wore all black clothes, gloves, and a black hat. Sheriff's investigators said the man ordered tellers to fill a plastic bag with cash, then casually walked out. Now, a couple of things here. I am what you would call a heavy set man.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the press, they don't want to be politically incorrect and call this guy fat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I'm going to go ahead and assume this guy's my size.
Right.
Which means he's not running in and out of the bank.
No, he's
I mean, and two, he is lazy enough that he keeps going back to the same bank. And I just have to imagine he's got some breathing problems. So he walks in. He's
that's
like,
"That's ridiculous. That is gross, too.
I need
by
some
way.
Money." And then he coughs a little bit. And now we're back. And so this time, though, I guess some people probably picked on him. He wore all black clothes. Why do you think he wore all black clothes, Deborah?
Probably because he would think that he would be not noticed.
No, it's because black is slimming.
Oh.
He was trying to look a little thinner this time around. And because he's like, well, they don't know me. So maybe
if I look skinnier, maybe I could squeeze in and out of here.
That's right. If I look slim, maybe I can squeeze in and out of here. We have a call coming in, Deborah. I'm not prepared to take it because I've still got to work this thing out. It's from J&D Design.
Oh, it is.
In Douglas, Georgia. But I want to talk about this fat guy that's robbing the banks, though.
So you're going to ignore the phone
at
call?
Yes. At what point do... At what point do the police just decide we can't catch this guy? They know he's coming to rob this bank. They have to. The first time, okay, caught us by surprise. Fatty caught us by surprise. He came in eating a Snicker bar and caught us by surprise.
That is so mean.
I'm sorry. Well, he's fat and he's robbing banks. He is a criminal. He is a criminal, he is full game.
Okay.
Anyhow, the second time he comes in, you know, he's munching on a slushie, and he's like, give me your money. You know?
You're so retarded.
You can't say that. That's politically incorrect. And then...
I'm so sorry.
And so the third time he comes in, it's like I'm seeing a pattern develop. I could see the second time not being prepared. The third time I can see maybe not being prepared because you think, okay, he's robbed twice. He's not going to come in a third time. But after the third time he comes in, I'm going to have police.
He's got a honey
bun? Yeah, oh, sure. Oh, sure. Or a whole little box of Little Debbie's under his arm. Because that's what, I mean, every time it gets more expensive.
Or let's make the story worse. He probably has them tucked under his fat rolls.
Well, that's pretty gross. But yeah. I mean, he's got an oatmeal pie here, you know, over this armpit here. He's got a nutty bar. You know, he's got a backpack full. The gun they think he has is really just a Reese's bar. And he's like, it's just in his pocket, you know. He's like, give me the money. You know, hey, he wants to give me the money. And so my thing is, after the third time he's come in, I'm going to ask the police, could you please just be here constantly?
Right.
Because Fatty's coming again. Mm-hmm. Because apparently, and then too, my search for the guy would be about a block from the bank. Mm-hmm. Because obviously he lives close.
Because he's not going to come far.
He's not going to go far. I mean, he's lazy enough to go to the same bank four times. I'm going to say Fatty's luck going to run out pretty soon. He's going to come walking in with a bag of McDonald's. And he's going to be like, let me clear this out real quick before... Here, fill this bag up with money. And by the time he gets through eating, the police will be like...
So now the bag is turned into a McDonald's bag.
Right. Well, no, the first time it was a plastic bag. Next time, he's going to have a big old McDonald's bag.
Right.
And he's going to come in munching on his triple cheeseburger or his double quarter pounder, you know, his second one. Uh-huh. And have the empty bag with the grease stains and all on it and everything and be like...
He's on a ventilator now.
Oh, that's why he was wearing all black. He's like trying to be Darth Vader and stuff. But anyhow, I just want to give a shout out to fat people everywhere. If you're going to live a life of crime, you probably need to get in shape.
Yes.
You need to get in better shape than you are. So, but with that, you know, it's break time. So we'll be right back.
Okay.
On the Big Honkin' Show. It's the Big Honkin' Show on the radio. Also streaming live at bighonkinshow.com. Got a call during the break from my brother John who says that he can't stream live. So there are 40 of you listening out there live. That's what that means because there can be 40 people listen live at one time. And apparently we broke the 40 mark of
people
listening
live. You're popular, Steve.
That is so exciting. Everybody wants to be popular. So I'm glad to be. But here we are, Big Honkin' Show brought to you by Griffin Insurance. Hometown folks helping hometown folks, our good friends mm-hmm. over at Griffin Insurance, your local Grange agent. You can get in touch with them for your various insurance needs. We are here today also sponsored. We got a new sponsor in the wings. And because I've not been able to record anything this week. Mm-hmm. I haven't had
Judgment House.
Well, Judgment House, and also just vocal things.
Sick?
Yeah, I've had like no voice for a while.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, Joe Humrick says on Twitter, "Oh no, you didn't! Everybody dance now."
He likes it.
He does. Oh, Joe's cool. He likes it. But anyhow, J&D Designs over in Douglas, Georgia, interiors and decor and all kinds of things. They've got a veritable winter wonderland right now. Their Christmas displays are up. It is amazing for all of your different Christmas decoration needs and other interiors. You can head over there to Douglas to J&D Designs. Go check it out.
Deborah? Christmas open house is November 22nd.
And that means, what does that mean?
That means that all the gift stores, things like that.
Everything downtown.
Downtown
Douglas.
Are mm-hmm. open on that Sunday afternoon after church.
And so.
Refreshments.
Oh, wow. Is someone going to be playing the piano?
Probably. The last 2 years. Well, no, they probably will. I forgot the piano was crooked.
John.
That wouldn't be good.
John, my brother who runs it, he was telling me the other day, he's like, guess who put that up? Because he's got one of his displays is this great looking.
It's a grand piano.
Piano.
A white grand looking piano. Grand piano.
It is. I mean, I'm being serious.
I know.
It's like fantastic looking. And he's got it. He's got the back end of it propped up onto a low shelf so that it's a little tilted when you come in, and then he's got all these decorations and lights hanging over it and everything. And he looked at me, he's like, guess who put that up there like that? And I was like, who? He said, me. It was heavy.
I'm like I'm Napoleon sure Dynamite.
That's right. It's like, I got piano lifting skills. Napoleon, you know I'm training to be a cage fighter. We can't let this break down into quoting Napoleon Dynamite because we have...
way too many stories to tell today.
We do. Well, we do, and we haven't really got into a lot of them, which is fine. I mean, you know, this is a free-flowing show.
I feel a little bit of pressure, though.
Why?
Because I told you I had a couple more shout-outs, and you said, we don't have time for any more shout-outs today.
Well, now that you've said it, I guess you need to go in.
No,
and
I'm not shouting out to anybody
well,
else.
Well, burn through them real quick.
Just know that if I didn't give you a shout-out, I wanted to.
It's Big Honkin's fault. Well, who have you got on your mind to give a shout-out to?
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to John.
Yeah, we just did.
I know, but from me to John, you gave him a shout-out.
Okay.
Also to Dana and Robbie, who are visiting.
Are they down?
Yes.
Well, what's up?
See,
what's
if
up,
I wouldn't have given up? Them a shout-out, you wouldn't have gotten excited.
Well, I don't care about Dana, but I like Robbie pretty good.
Aww. So, not nice.
Well, that's an inside thing. She knows. We fight. Yeah. I was banging fists together to say we fight.
Go head to head.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it's all in good fun.
Yeah.
Fun. Anybody else?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to Rebecca.
Your
She's
sister
listening.
Rebecca?
Yeah, and I think Jen is listening.
Mm-hmm. You through?
I don't know if their husbands are listening,
okay.
But James and Josh.
The show just took kind of a downward turn.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Okay. Deborah, I don't know how often you listen to the Big Honkin' Show.
As often as I can.
But every week we try to celebrate the triumph of the human spirit, the overcoming of adversity. The soul rising above
John
all manner.
John just said enough shout outs.
Thank you, John. The soul rising above all manner of tribulation and trials to become what we like to celebrate as our real life superhero. Seoul, South Korea. A woman in South Korea who tried to pass the written exam for a driver's license with near daily attempts since April of 2005 has finally succeeded on her 950th time. She has finally succeeded on her 950th time. An aspiring driver spent more than 5 million won. That's $4,200 in application fees, but until now has failed to score the minimum 60 out of a possible 100 points needed to get behind the wheel for a driving test.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? Cha Sasoon, 68, finally passed the written exam with a score of 60 on Wednesday, said Choi Young-chul, a police officer of the driver's license agency in Jinju, 130 miles south of Seoul. Police say Cha took the test hundreds of times but had no specific total. local media said she took the test 950 times, and now she must pass a driving test before getting her license, Choi said. So, yeah.
It's crazy.
Cha Sasoon. I wonder how...
Cha Sasoon.
Cha... Hello.
Hello, Cha.
You need to be careful. you are broadcasting, by the way. Just in case... Just in case you're wondering. Yeah, so Cha Sasoon. Just imagine what it must have been like. You thought the fat guy robbing the bank four times was crazy. She'd come in, and they would look at you and say, here she come again. She come. It's like Azira just show up. She come in here, and she take driver test. And she did it, though. She did it. And so I wonder if they played this when she came out. It's like, yes, Cha Sasoon, pass driver test. Here we go. And she's all dancing around, just a little old Korean lady, just dancing around.
She say, celebrate.
Celebrate. Celebrate. So, yeah.
That would be awesome.
I just see all the Korean police kind of dancing around, you know, and then it dawns on them. We got to get her behind the wheel of a car now. The woman took 950 times to figure out the written exam. How in the world is she going to drive?
That just sounds like an unbelievable story.
Don't you think that after maybe like the 10th time, they would say, lady, you need to give up.
Yes.
Lady, you need to give up. Don't you think they would tell her that?
Why would you tell me to be careful? You're the one that needs to be careful.
Because I'm getting wound up about it, okay. And I know that I'm probably offending.
I really think that that's an unbelievable story.
But it's not, but it's true.
Okay.
It's from the Associated Press.
Okay.
This isn't from, like, madmagazine.com, Deborah. This is, like, real stuff.
Yeah, after 10 times, I would say, ma'am, you need to give it up.
I know. It's like, it's time to stop, lady. You know, you need to...
But she probably had a dream.
Well, she did. Cha Sasoon had a dream. She's like, I will drive my car one day. I'm going to drive. That's what she said. I wonder if she talked like Yoda. Hey, drive my car, I weird.
Probably not.
One day I would drive my car.
She probably didn't.
You don't think so?
No.
Well, all I know is she's this... She... I'm stuttering.
How old is she, did you say?
68.
Wow.
68.
So this was over, I mean, how long?
Since 2005, 4 years. Almost every day.
So that's an average of what?
That's an average of
950. I mean, how many times a year?
950 times total. So about, you know, divided by four. I don't know.
Over two time, 200 times a year.
Sure, why not?
Right?
That sounds about right. Yeah, over 200 times a year.
There's 365 days in a year.
That's right. Two-thirds of a year she spent an hour a day or so taking...
A driver's test.
That's
what was on her list of things to do.
That was on her bucket list?
Not on her bucket list, but on her list of things to do every day.
It slowly got on her bucket list.
Yeah, I guess it did.
Get a driver's license.
Because she was getting older.
That's right. That's right. So Cha Sasoon, 68, from... South Korea, we salute you.
Yes, we do.
You're our real life superhero.
Congratulations.
I just don't get it. How she did that. I would give up. I guess I'm not persistent enough. I would give up.
I would have definitely given up. I would not have done that 950 times.
I just don't think I could have. I just don't.
Yeah, I couldn't have either. Maybe somebody was really encouraging her.
You think she had... I wonder if she opened a fortune cookie one day and it said, keep going after your dreams. Keep trying to achieve. And she just...
And she held on to it.
Well, I've always wondered what...
She probably framed it. She went home and she framed it.
Well, I've always said...
It was above her bed, and she saw it every day.
Yeah. Well, I've always imagined... Can you imagine a world where we live by our fortune cookies? You get a fortune cookie, and you just... It is truth. No matter what anyone else says, it is truth.
Yeah.
So, like,
I've never thought about that.
So, like, when it says you will have a great business opportunity and someone walks up to you and says, hey, you want to build a lemonade stand? You're like, yes, I do. We're going to be right back to wrap things up in just a few minutes here on the Big Honkin' Show. Hold up, wait a minute, put a little love in it. Big Honkin' Show.
I like that one.
Yeah, on the radio. The website, bighonkinshow.com. You can email us, bighonkinshow@gmail.com. bighonkinshow@gmail.com. And we're going to wrap things up. This is our last little segment here. And to do so, I guess we got to take it right here. Man says image of Jesus appeared on the truck window. Johnson City, Tennessee, Jim Stevens said he's not particularly religious and is clueless about why an image resembling Jesus Christ keeps appearing on his pickup. Stevens of Jonesboro said nearly every morning an image that looks to him like the face of Jesus Christ has appeared in the condensation on the driver's side window of his Isuzu truck. A Johnson City Press photo of the truck showed a facial image. And yeah, I mean, it looks like Sunday.
It looks like it.
It looks like Sunday school Jesus.
Yes, it does.
It really does. Stephen said when he first saw the image, he figured it would evaporate and not return. That's what a lot of people say about Jesus, Deborah.
Oh.
But it kept reappearing for 2 weeks now. Stephen said folks at the grocery store he goes to were amazed to see the image. He said he isn't going to wash his truck for a while.
What was the last time he took it to the grocery store?
Well, I mean, this is the truck he drives.
Okay.
And so, like, he drove it to the grocery store, and, yeah, people were
amazed.
I mean,
I know he drives his truck, but I just think it's funny that he showed the people at the grocery store.
Well, I think, I mean.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. I do see exactly what you're saying. But at the same time, Deborah, it's a thing where, I mean, this is. My dad. Let's take my dad, for example. You know how, like, when he grows, well, he doesn't grow them. The Lord grows them.
The Lord grows them, exactly.
The tomatoes or the lemons or whatever, the kumquats, whatever it may be on the tree out there. How he wants to, he shows it off. And, like, anyone who comes by, be like, see how the Lord's blessed the lemons? See how the Lord, this is what they got. See how the Lord's blessed the truck window?
Mm-hmm.
Got Jesus on the truck window. Jesus with me. Jesus truly is my co-pilot. Is what this guy's saying.
Well, it says he's not really religious.
No, I think he's not. I mean, he doesn't look...
I think that there's got to be a logical explanation for it.
Yeah, Jesus showed up.
Do you think that Jesus is trying to get into his mind and then into his heart?
It very well could be. Very well could be.
Or do you think that somebody put it on his window?
Like, somehow took, like, some window chalk or something... and drew it on there so it'd be kind of waxy.
Yeah.
And then the condensation would build around it. I have no idea, Deborah. I have no idea. All I know is that miracles happen.
Yes, they
do. And I
don't know that this would be considered a miracle.
Well, Jim Stevens doesn't know if he considers it a miracle either, but I'm going to tell you what. That's Sunday school Jesus on that truck.
That
winner.
Is Sunday school
I'm
Jesus.
Telling you, that is Sunday school Jesus. So the Lord works in mysterious ways.
Yes, he does.
But he's not, and he's not going to wash.
Hallelujah.
Hey, he's not going to wash that truck for a while. So,
he's not.
He's wanting to keep Jesus around.
He wants to keep going to the grocery store and showing those people his truck.
He's got him a date. All right. Well, we got to close things down. We got to close up shop. Want to remind you, number one, go to our website, bighonkinshow.com. Bighonkinshow.com. You'll find a list of all of our great sponsors there, particularly Griffin Insurance. Our sponsor, our local Grange agent. So email me, bighonkinshow@gmail.com. bighonkinshow@gmail.com. And would love to hear from you between now and next week, and maybe you'll be on the air. I think next week we'll welcome Buck back. Deborah, thanks for being with us
today. Thanks for having me.
Don't ever wear a Snuggie in my presence again. So
can't promise that.
Everyone else, it's been a great Saturday, and I hope you have a good rest of your Saturday. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week.